As we just heard, many people in Liberia blame the U.S. for the state of their city, saying the U.S. should have sent in troops by now to prevent the bloodshed. President Bush, meanwhile, hasn't yet decided whether to send in U.S. forces. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Vicky, bring us up to speed here. Is the United States moving closer to intervening in Liberia?
Well, the United States is certainly putting itself in a position so that it could, if it decided to do so. As we heard a few minutes ago, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has issued an order for three American ships that currently are deployed off the Horn of Africa to move into the Mediterranean Sea, which would put them much closer to Liberia, albeit still a week or 10 days away. But any deployment order would have to come from President Bush. And today, President Bush said that he has been in touch with West African leaders as well as the United Nations about when some sort of international force could get into Liberia. And UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says that that's something that needs to happen very quickly because Liberia, in his words, is poised between hope and disaster.
The U.S. had said previously that the burden of any international force should be carried by the group of West African nations known as ECOWAS. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. President Bush has made it clear that any deployment of U.S. forces would be very short-term and that it also would be a very small force. The United States says takes the position that West African nations have the most at stake in this conflict. They're the ones who are destabilized by the gun running, the refugees, etc., and they are the ones who should bear the burden of most of the stabilization force. And there also is the point to be made that West African nations have been taking sides in this conflict for years and actually fueling the civil war.
The president has insisted that the U.S. intervention is contingent on the removal of Liberia's President Charles Taylor. And Mr. Taylor has said that he's not leaving unless international peacekeepers are on hand, so it's a bit of a stalemate. Is Mr. Taylor's departure still a condition?
Very much so. The United States says that there is not going to be peace and security in Liberia until Charles Taylor leaves. Charles Taylor says he's not going anywhere until an international stabilization force is on the ground, so there's quite an impasse. But there is a plan that was worked out by the United States, the United Nations, and the West African nations to send in that West African force first, and the plan was that once the force arrived, Taylor would leave to be followed by some sort of U.S. assistance.
And when might that West African force arrive?
That's a very good question. The group of West African nations known as ECOWAS has pledged to send up to 1,500 troops to enforce a ceasefire. Kofi Annan says they were supposed to have gotten to Liberia before the end of this month, but now it looks more like it's going to be August. I talked a few minutes ago with a UN official who's attending talks in Accra, Ghana, among the various parties to the conflict. And he says that there may be problems with resources for the West African force, but a larger issue seems to be the fact that the ceasefire has broken down. When ECOWAS made that commitment to send in troops, the ceasefire was in place. It was fragile, but it was holding. The UN official says ECOWAS was prepared to send in an intervention force to support a ceasefire, but sending in a fighting force, an offensive force, is a whole different story. And today, Nigeria's President Obasanjo made a comment that seems to support that assessment. He said you can't send in peacekeepers without a truce.
And Nigeria, being Africa's most popular nation, would Nigeria contribute the bulk of that stabilization force?
Yes, it would. Nigeria is really the only country in West Africa with both the financial and military resources to support a stabilization force. Ghana and I think Mali also have indicated a willingness to participate. But Nigeria would provide most of the troops, as was the case in 1990 when some West African nations tried to intervene in a previous civil war in Liberia.
All right. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Vicky O'Hara.